they lost good, John.
I thought you were going to sit out there the whole meeting.
Good morning, everybody. We'll call the Clutchess County Council meeting of March 8, 2016 to order. First thing is going to be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would yes. Motion carried. In our packet, we had a copy of the minutes from March the 1st. Any corrections, questions, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
Well, about current things that are in the works and, you know, haven't been resolved, so. I think Winding Creek Village is keeping me advised.
There you go. Any more correspondence from council? Public comments, Mr. Guy? We will remind everyone in the public, just we try to keep these to 3 minutes per speaker. If you could try to do that, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Kevin Burnett.
Good morning, good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Good morning.
If I may approach.
Certainly.
Judge Judy, I don't like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm going to be sitting next to you.
I have presented to you a copy of a letter which I will be submitting, which I have been submitting to Master Vincent. As a county council candidate desiring to represent the interests of the constituents of the 3rd Council District, I felt it was crucial to attend your March 1st, 2001 kickoff meeting of the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan. This meeting was moderated by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Manager Janelle Cornell with a presentation by McCormick Taylor, the selected consultant for this project. As you're aware, the Comprehensive Plan will direct the future of Sussex County for at least the next decade and most likely much, much longer. As well, Mrs. Cornell explained throughout the meeting that this comprehensive plan will be a completely new comprehensive plan in lieu of updating the current 2008 comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, through her presentation, numerously times stated that the general public will be provided ample and sufficient opportunities to be involved and provide input into this important county document. Unfortunately, upon the review of the proposed work program schedule provided by McCormick Taylor at that meeting that day, this does not appear to be the case. During the 22-month period that is the proposed schedule to complete the Comprehensive Land Use Plan, currently the public is scheduled to only have 2 public meetings and 1 public hearing. I am respectfully requesting that you councilmen consider increasing the frequency of the public meetings to at least 10 meetings occurring approximately every 60 days throughout the process. These public meetings should be designed to provide the public with the opportunity to both receive information and provide comments on the comprehensive plan. Likewise, there is an indication of a steering committee in the McCormick Taylor schedule. However, upon questioning, there was no further information on the members of the steering committee or the selection process to become a member of this steering committee. As elected officials, I am hopeful that you will have an active voice to clearly ensure that this steering committee represents the stakeholders, not only of your district, but of all of Sussex County. I would as well request that an additional 2 steering committee meetings be included within task C1, as outlined on the McCormick Taylor draft schedule. And that C1 and C2 section is the drafting of the county comprehensive plan. As currently, there is only 1 steering committee meeting indicated during a 6-month period that this work is to be involved. During the phase A, identifying opportunities section of the comprehensive plan schedule of McCormick Taylor, items seem to be identified that will have an impact on the comprehensive plan, and this in itself is a good thing. However, as the state of Delaware has reportedly owns or controls approximately 30% of the land within the state of Delaware, I would believe that their controlled properties could have and provide a significant impact on any comprehensive plan. Unfortunately, there is no indication that these assets, holdings, or lands controlled by the state government through all of their various agencies are being reviewed or inventoried by McCormick Taylor. I am also therefore respectfully requesting that you require that information be obtained during the update planning database phase for evaluation in the generation of the comprehensive plan. I would hope that you would agree that the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan is a document that should be sufficiently directed with the input of the residents of the county, as you as elected officials, and not a document that is formulated and derived predominantly by the county staff or consultants. I would like to thank you for your consideration on these matters, and I believe that the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan is the first step we have in honoring our heritage while planning for the 21st century. I thank you all.
Thank you for your comments, sir. And I think I speak for all the council. I'll just make one comment. I will assure you that everyone sitting up here wants public comment involved in this whole process. So I'm sure that will happen. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got something to crunch you guys with.
I'm not going to read this.
I hope you don't read it right now, but I'm not going to read it right now. I just want you guys, if you know how to read. Sometimes I'm wondering if any of you know how to read. But last week, you had an issue about clean water, and it really is clearing up the confusion of statistics about Delaware waterways. And EPAC just shows Denrack and the governor is not putting out the truth on some of these figures. So that needs to be forward. And by the way, you guys are going to meet with Soil Conservation today and have a big dinner, right? I got news for you, and I've been saying this, and I will keep repeating this. The soil conservation does more damage to the environment in 1 year than all the farmers do in 20 years. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jeanette Cosgrove.
Good morning, Jeanette Cosgrove, and I reside at Windy Creek Village. I have a few follow-up comments after I spoke at the council meeting last week. First of all, John Ashman in his report stated that there were over 300 people in attendance at the public hearing. And the following Monday, I called the Conley Church, and I spoke to the church manager, who is Judy Evans. And she estimated there were at least 400 people who attended the public hearing. There was only standing room only. There were people standing on both sides in the back. It was very crowded. And I just bring that up just to demonstrate that there was great interest in this public hearing. Possibly what occurred, the lines were so long, is that maybe people did not sign in. I know that one of our neighbors, when he signed in, he did not receive the handouts that the engineering department had, and he signed in at 180, just to give you an example. So people have, there were many questions that were unanswered, and many did not have an opportunity to ask their questions. So we very much appreciate the opportunity to attend a second hearing. There were comments last week regarding connection fees of the sewer district, and that there were no connection fees. And that's not quite right based on what was explained by the engineering department and Todd Lawson at several different meetings. What was explained is, our understanding is that the connection fee, the $5,775, is rolled into the financing whatever that financing may be. We've asked questions about that, so we do not know the terms of the loans. I don't know if they're loans or bonds, and whether it's 30 years or 40 years. But it's not free. We're paying for that. Most of our lots are half acre in size or larger, and so we will be paying the 100-foot front assessment. $1,126 is the highest possible amount. So really, you know, we've calculated out, and we would be paying far greater for the sewer system than the replacement costs of a septic system with the newest technology. I'd like to address a few things about the process breakdown. And Councilman Arlett, I believe there were some comments that you made about the possibility of a breakdown. And in some of that discussion, Mr. Ashman responded that Winding Creek Village was upset that the other communities received a polling letter. And it was really the opposite. We're quite happy that the other communities were polled. Our objection and why we're upset is that we were denied that opportunity. We did not receive the survey letter in August of 2012, and a chance to vote simply yes or no. And I have to be quite honest, the perception in Winding Creek Village is that there is collusion between the engineering department and the Winding Creek Village Board of Governors. So it raises many questions. Why was the Winding Creek Village community denied the survey letter? And who made that decision? Did the engineering department ask our board if there was an internal vote? And what were the results? And before investing the staff time and county monies toward the project, wouldn't they have asked those questions? Wouldn't it have been prudent to validate the board's letter of intent by including Winding Creek Village in the survey poll? This survey results from August 3rd, 2012 with the other communities. This was related to the proposed sewer and water district. 250 survey letters were mailed out. 88 voted for the sewer, or 34%. 91 were opposed, or 35%. That was for the sewer. For the water, 64 voted for the water. That's only 25%. And 112 were opposed, 43%. So at 25%, the water district was dropped for the other communities. So I asked the question, is 34% really a good threshold to move forward with a petition and project estimating the referendum will pass in favor of the sewer district? By including approximately 238 Windy Creek Village property owners in the survey, that would have provided a larger, better sampling and more valid results. If I could approach, I have a handout in summary.
Thank you.
So I'd like to just briefly review.
Please try to do it.
I know. My apologies. To review the confusion. The survey letter, as you can see in your handout, stated clearly a yes or no vote for sewer water. And it follows on the next page the similar wording for and against for referendum, as written in Title IX, subsection 6506, election on question of establishment of a district. The petition letter states the purpose is to submit the question of organizing a sewer district and gives no explanation on what to do or not to return the petition if you're not in favor of submitting the question. But rather, you see in bold, it states, please return the petition form in its entirety. We really strongly disagree that the majority in Winding Creek Village favor the proposed sewer and water districts. And there was a comment on that from one of our neighbors in the community. Mr. Medlar stated that he would accept for consideration affidavits validated by a notary showing no interest in the water district. We currently have collected over 120 affidavits, more than half of the community, and those will be submitted within the next week or two to the engineering department. This is in part evidence of the confusion. The 90 petitions that were submitted for the water district, many only wanted to learn more information because now we have over 120 opposed to the water district. We were denied the ability to submit affidavits to show no interest in the sewer district and suggest that if we were granted that same opportunity, we would find similar results as our affidavits for the water. So again, I respectfully request a change in the sewer district boundary and the ability for Winding Creek Village to opt out of the sewer district. Thank you so much.
Jean Ward.
Good morning, Council. I'm Jean Ward, 340 Pond Road, Winding Creek Village. And I'm here to express my opposition to the inclusion of Winding Creek Village into the proposed Herring Creek Sewer District and the Winding Creek Village Water District. It seems the boundaries were drawn to include Winding Creek Village after the county received a letter from our board back in May of 2012. The board informed the county that they had voted unanimously to request the council initiate the process for sanitary sewer and water district. No polling of the Winding Creek homeowners had been done. The council could only assume that it had taken place. It had not. And the Winding Creek Village Association had no voice. That May 2012 letter consequently led to the petition process, a process which did not provide Winding Creek Village Association with a choice of yay or nay regarding the said sewer and water districts. Instead, the petition was craftily worded in an affirmative with no clear instructions that there was a choice to return it or not. It was very confusing, and for some of my neighbors, it took some convincing that they didn't have to notarize it and return it. Some of them were not so sure, and to be safe, decided they should notarize it and return it. I'd like to take a tangent here and recall how at one contentious point during the recent February 13 meeting, we were reminded by someone on the stage that you wanted these sewers. You returned the petitions in favor of it. Well, if that's what the petition process proved, then the Winding Creek Village property owners were hoodwinked by both their board and by the county council. Now the residents of Winding Creek, who were duped into both water and sewer districts, find themselves scrambling to preserve a lifestyle they've chosen and scrambling to release themselves from a financial obligation to which their board committed them without their consent and fighting against being forced to buy a product they don't want or need just because their board acted without the consent of the community. On February 29th of this year, I emailed the Office of the Common Interest Community Ombudsman, Deputy Attorney General Christopher Curtin, questioning whether our board had the authority to commit the residents to a financial obligation without their consent, and if the board can force residents to purchase a product they may not want or need without their consent. To date, I have not received a response. On March 3rd, I left a voicemail on the Common Interest Community Hotline asking the same questions, and to date, I have not received a response. Regarding the referendum, a referendum is a general vote by the electorate on a single political question that has been referred to them for a direct decision. This suggests that after the residents register their vote for or against the water and sewer districts, the issue proceeds to the council for the final vote. So in closing, I would like to know how the council manages and weighs the comments it is receiving via phone, email, letters, affidavits, and witness statements regarding the proposed water and sewer districts. On what merits do they make their final decision? And do the Winding Creek Village homeowners really have a voice? Thank you for listening and considering these points.
Thank you. Marie Robles.
Good morning, council members. My name is Marie Robles, and I live in Winding Creek Village also. I've been there for the last 5 years. Now, I want to give you a little history about us. My husband and I are from New Jersey. He was diagnosed with emphysema at the age of 60. By 62, he had to retire. And we realized that New Jersey and our home in New Jersey was no longer going to be an option for us to stay there and live comfortably. So we decided to look into Delaware. And after many years of search, many months of searching, we agreed that we didn't want to live in a new development. We didn't want the sewer fees, water fees, garbage fees, large HOA fees. So we stumbled across Winding Creek Village. No sewer, no water fees, no garbage. Residents are of retirement age. Homes are not cookie cutters, so we purchased our home. We were not moved in yet when we began to hear murmurs about sewer and water coming into Winding Creek. That was a surprise to us, since no one mentioned the possibility at the time of our sale, not the previous owners, not the selling agent, not our agent. We had no idea. In May 2012, there was an article in our newsletter promoting the idea of a sewer district. By October 2012, at our annual meeting, our board had us already committed. We were never polled by the board. We were never asked how this would impact us financially. Had we known that the board at Winding Creek was already researching the possibility of creating a sewer district since 2010, we would not have purchased that home in Winding Creek. And it is disparaging to me that our board chose to keep so much information from its residents. I, like many of my neighbors, feel that Winding Creek was not treated in the same manner as the other communities involved in the sewer district. We had no voice or a choice. Our board took that away from us. And I believe that the cost of utilities never decreases. Water fees will only increase yearly, as will sewer fees. I do not look forward to a perpetual water bill when my water is from my well, is clean, clear, and free. I believe, in the end, that this will be a financial burden on me and my husband, especially with his failing health. I thank you.
Thank you. Tom Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only item of business I have today is the Administrator's Report for March 8th. Item number one, on March 29th, the Office of Animal Welfare will host a community event to introduce the public to Delaware Animal Services. The meeting will be an opportunity to learn about animal control and cruelty enforcement services in the state, meet animal welfare officers serving in each county, and ask questions. The meeting will take place at 6 p.m. here in the County Council Chambers in the County Administrative Offices Building located at To the Circle in Georgetown. The public is encouraged to attend, and a promotional flyer is attached. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, may I ask a quick question regarding this? Just real quick, because I know that we, I know that we at County Council, Sussex County, we are paying for this service now.
That's correct.
Correct?
We always have paid for it.
But I mean, not to the state of Delaware, whereas...
Yes, previously we did.
We did.
3 or 4 years ago we paid the state, then the state gave it to the counties, we still paid it then, now it's back to the state, we still pay it again.
Okay.
The county has been paying for this for how long has it been?
It's been quite some time.
Long
time.
It's an interesting relationship.
Yeah.
But I guess the question that I have is will they be coming before the council periodically, once a year, once every 6 months, to give us an update at all, or allow us opportunity for questions on how they're doing? And I mean, is there any?
We can certainly make that request.
Or is that something we just will determine as we go, kind of a scenario?
Go ahead.
I meet with them quarterly to any issues that are brought up operationally. So if you have any concerns, a meeting's coming up here in March, and they can also come from the council. But since we pay, I also meet with them quarterly to talk about the services.
Okay. I just ask, as this was evolving, we had all of us, I'm certain, had a lot of folks reach out to us.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that we have the ability to reach back to them. That's all.
And this is somewhat new because now we're back to the state again.
Right.
But maybe as Mrs. Jennings meets with them, we could ask them to come down here, maybe semi-annually or something.
Yes.
Say what they're doing, how they're doing, how many complaints they've got, all that kind of stuff.
Do they collect adult fees?
They collect adult fees.
We do not. It's not our responsibility.
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, State Retail Supply Contract Electricity.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Today I'm requesting your approval of a memorandum of agreement with the state of Delaware to include our Delmarva Power Electric accounts in the state's electric supply contract, as we have done since 2006. Our existing electric supply agreement with NRG will expire in July, which means the state and other aggregate partners will start the bid process in April. This agreement has served Sussex County well. We have saved approximately $87,000 annually when compared to the Delmarva Power supply rates. We are projecting a similar savings as we continue our aggregate partnership with the state of Delaware. Sussex County currently uses 13 million kilowatt hours per year. The state's entire contract is 280 million kilowatt hours. It has been advantageous to add our load to the state's pool to obtain competitive rates with favorable terms and conditions. Affinity Energy Management has been hired by the state of Delaware to bid out electricity supply. The term of the next energy contract will be based on the best value achieved through the bidding process. As in the past, Sussex County has the option to opt out of the MOA with 90 days notice. And I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council enter into a memorandum of agreement with the state of Delaware to add the county's Delmarva Power Electric accounts to the state supply contract.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
We're actually obligated to buy so many kilowatts, the way I understood this motion.
Well, this is what we use. We're not obligated to use that much energy when we add in, but they like to know how much we use on an average, so when they go out to bid, they say, okay, Sussex County's load is this many kilowatt hours, but we're not obligated to use that.
So you're asking me to give them a load, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I vote yes. We're not obligated.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Red Lagers.